Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
We are talking about professions that you refuse to date. Even if you're married, even if you're out of the dating scene, I want you to think back to your single days. Was there a job that if somebody said, this is what I do for a living, you're like, hell no.
Yeah.
Get me out of here. Now, there's a couple jobs that I want to... Let's not use ball players,
yeah,
or professional athletes, I should say. Let's not use strippers, because I can see a lot of people, obvious reasons why you would be against that. And like social media people.
Just as normal folks.
Yeah, and no like CEOs of Google or something like that. Just like a regular job, somebody that you come across often in the dating scene. What is a non-starter for you? Meredith, I will let you begin. Do you have a profession that you're just like, huh, I don't know.
You know,
and don't worry about offending anybody.
Okay.
This is our personal preference.
It took me a second to think about it, but honestly, I'm going to list a police officer on there.
Okay.
And it's for the reason that I feel like not only is their job so hard to do every single day, but it's also so unsafe. And if I was to have a family or kids with said person, I don't want to have to deal with wondering if they're going to come home or not come home at the end of the day. And that kind of just breaks my heart.
Meredith, those are valid, valid concerns. I almost went your way. I almost said military.
Okay.
Shout out to all my military. I'm sorry. For those reasons, and also for the uncertainty of they could get deployed, they don't know where,
they're gone
how
all
long
the time.
They're gone all the time. Mm-hmm. But that's not my choice.
Right.
My choice is actually personal trainers.
Really?
I won't date.
Those are fun.
A personal trainer. It's fun for like a very temporary thing.
Why?
But
what's up?
I think a lot of, and you know, this is our opinion. You might hate me for saying this, but I think a lot of personal trainers are very promiscuous. And I don't know if I would trust her necessarily.
Yeah.
And I also feel like I gotta count calories and you know.
You can't just eat a cupcake every now and then.
Right. I would feel like there's no like cheat days and I can't skip leg day and mm-hmm. all of that fun stuff. But okay, enough about us. What about you guys? 888-429-0941. Is there a profession that you absolutely refuse to date? Stephanie from Tampa is on the line. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
So what would be a no-go for you? What job?
I was going to say a boxer.
A boxer?
Yes.
Do you have firsthand experience in this?
I do. My brother. So me, honestly, I couldn't deal with, like, the trauma of it. Are you coming home from a loss or, like, Muhammad Ali, for example, like, brain damage? Like, I just couldn't deal with that, like,
okay,
at all.
That, and that's your preference.
I could get that.
Stephanie, thank you. Thank you for
that's
hitting
too
us
dangerous.
Up. Okay, appreciate you. 888-429-0941. We have Jack from Tampa on the line. What's good, Jack?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, fantastic, bro. What are you thinking? What would be a no-go for you?
I think a masseuse, man.
A masseuse?
Yeah.
You don't want your girl rubbing up on randoms?
No, not at all. I see with something. I done had a few massages, you know, a couple of areas. You know, I'd be offended just looking, just sitting there looking. You know, I'd be like, hold on now. This masseuse session is over.
Huh. Okay, so you would think that there is something extra going on.
Well, not nothing extra, just my personal feelings. You know, I mean, I don't want my girl rubbing up on no just anybody.
Jack, I feel you on that, man. I appreciate you. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Thank you for hitting us up. 888-429-0941. Is it Shannon?
Yes.
Hey, Shannon, what's going on? What would be a no-go for you?
A gynecologist would definitely be a no-go for me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I could not deal with someone who puts their hands in other people's vaginas all day.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your honesty. Thank you very much. We're going to keep this conversation going. It's the Freak Show, Wild 94.1, the Bay's party station. We are talking about professions that you just refuse to date for whatever reason. We're keeping it kind of general. We had a couple that we said, nah, we're not going to let you use a stripper. What was the other ones?
A
professional athlete.
Yes.
You said police officer.
Yeah, I would just be scared that they wouldn't come home.
I said a personal trainer, and now it's all up to you. 888-429-0941. Kelly is on the line. What up, Kelly? You heard the conversation. What was the first job that came to mind?
Anesthesiologist or a surgeon?
Ooh,
okay.
Why?
Why is that? Surgeons make great money.
They don't like to go home, and the reason why is because all their mistresses are at the job.
They don't like to go home because what?
All of their mistresses are at the job.
Oh,
so who they're messing with.
I have heard that about doctors and some nurses. Like, they'll be hooking up together at the hospital. I've heard rumors about that.
And I work there, so I know.
Ooh. Oh, okay. So you have firsthand knowledge of this.
It's not all doctors, right?
Of course. Well, it's not all everything.
As soon as they walk through the hospital, their wedding rings come off.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. All right. Kelly, thank you for sharing.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
I didn't expect that.
888-429-0941. Mackenzie from Polk County. What up, Mackenzie?
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. So what's the no-go?
Lineman, firefighter, and EMT is an absolute no for me.
So first responders, what was the first one you said?
Yeah.
Lineman.
The lineman, firefighter, and EMT, they just not faithful. None of them.
They're not faithful.
Oh my God, there's so many unfaithful professions out there.
I had no idea. And you have firsthand experience of this?
I went through a phase. I went through a little bit of a phase.
You went through a firefighter phase?
Yeah.
Okay, but that sounds like a fun phase. Now, did you find out you were sleeping with somebody that was married?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, we appreciate the honesty. Mackenzie, thank you for hitting us up. How do I pronounce your name?
It's Muffin.
What's going on? What's the job that if somebody told you this is what I do, you would just run the other way?
A truck driver. Over-the-road truck driver.
Why?
Please explain.
They're gone 3 to 4 weeks at a time, maybe more. They're out in the world with all the lot lizards.
The lot lizards. I knew the lot lizards was going to come up.
Explain in case somebody doesn't know what a lot lizard is.
Yeah, what's a lot lizard?
Those are women walking around the parking lots where the truck drivers are parked at. It could be the Loves, the Flying J's. They are banging on the doors, asking the truck drivers, do they need company?
And this is 100% a real thing.
This is 100% a real thing. I was married to a truck driver.
Oh.
Did you catch him?
Years. Just say we're no longer together.
Wow. And is it a lot lizard's fault?
No, it's the lady at Flying J's fault.
Flying J's. Okay. Well, thank you for your honesty. I love how everybody is checking in. They have their own story. I'm glad Lot Lizards made a check-in. They made it on the Freak
Show. It's a good day when we can say that.
Absolutely. What up, Kayla?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
We are doing wonderful because we have stayed away from certain professions. That's why we're doing well. Who would you stay away from, Kayla?
So I'm going to have to say either like a cook or a chef.
Why?
Okay. Please explain.
So I have a personal experience. I was dating a girl for a while that was a cook in the Tampa Bay area. And she would just not come home till late at night. You know, after work, they'd all want to get a couple drinks.
That's true.
Put a real bad taste in my mouth.
Did you ever catch her doing anything?
Yeah. So one time she just didn't come home. Which was odd. She would always at least come home. So I was calling all the hospitals, all the jails, and I didn't hear from her till the afternoon the next morning.
Ooh.
She was blocked out at some hotel. Ooh. So I was like, what? That's it. And that was the end of that.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I want somebody to cook for me, though.
Yeah, you know what? It just wasn't worth it.
Okay.
I can imagine.
I understand.
That's
that,
a lot
Kayla.
To deal with.
Appreciate your honesty and hitting us up. 888-429-0941. What's the text saying, Meredith?
Out of the 941, I'm with Davi, not only because I'm chunky, but I would feel uncomfortable dating a trainer because we wouldn't match together. Plus, I love cupcakes.
Compatibility is the name of the game. And if you... 250 and he's benching 250 every day might not work.
This one says, much love to Davi. A mechanic would be a no-go for me. I would never date one. We were actually married, but these girls would come around in these hoochie mama clothes all the time, then ask to see if they could do something to get their car fixed. Females will do the most to get a discount for their car.
That's wild. 888-429-0941. We'll take another phone call. Wild. Who is this?
Hey, it's Ricky.
What's up, Ricky? So you're hearing the conversation about a no-go profession. What's yours?
My no-go profession, I have to say, is the military, from personal experience.
Mm. Okay. What kind of experiences have you had? What made you say that?
Well, just being in the unit, 4 years, in and out, different units, I've seen a lot of the leadership, especially the junior enlisted, don't get me wrong, we kind of all mingle with each other. Some of us has wives, some of us has husbands, but for the most part, you kind of just see it. Everybody's with each other, kind of like doctors and police officers. So everybody kind of interacts with each other a little bit more on a higher level.
I understand that, Ricky. Let me ask you something. Do you think this is kind of amplified once people are deployed?
Say again? I'm sorry.
Like once there's a deployment involved and now you're shipped off to some random place in the world, do you think the likelihood of stepping out on a relationship or on a marriage goes up?
Most definitely. And I wouldn't say on the service members per se. And in that aspect, it'll be more or less with your people back home. You see that a lot. There's definitely a higher divorce rate that comes out of that. That's where you normally get that 54-60%.
Got you. Okay. All right, man. I appreciate your honesty. 888-429-0941. We have time for a couple more texts. What up, Mayor?
I couldn't date somebody who was studying to be an actor or an actress. They usually have to get intimate with castmates and roll their body all over somebody else. And
but
that's
it's like, it's fake intimate.
Well, no, you're really kissing somebody. Yeah, and there have been actors and actresses that I've actually hooked up during sex scenes, though I've read in a few books.
Okay.
This one says, a DJ. I would never date a DJ because I was at home taking care of his daughter. My homegirls let me know he was at the club dealing with other females.
Yo, let me tell you, you are not wrong.
Right.
You are not wrong.
DJs,
for the most part, the single ones, they all thoughts. Uh-huh. And I'm talking about the dudes. They all of them. Yeah, I do not blame you one bit for that.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.